Hi, my name is Dejun Park. I'm going to talk about the K beacon chain. So far, people were talking about how to and what they implement the clients and network. But now I'm going to talk about a little bit different, which is about how to formally verify the beacon chain, especially state transition function. So before we go, just our awesome team did this project. We all at the runtime verification do formal verification for any safety critical systems like smart contract, consensus algorithm. And now we are really excited to work on this formal verification of the beacon chain implementation. So the K beacon chain is an executable formal model of the beacon chain written in the formal language called K for the purpose of verifying the important properties, which are called the accountable safety and plausible liveness of the beacon chain implementation. How many of those of you know the K language? Oh, okay, awesome. So those of you don't know about the K is a formal the language in which we actually specify the EVM semantics called the K-EVM, which we use to verify many high-profile smart contracts using that K-EVM specification. So including the recently we verified the ETH 2.0 departure contract as well using that. So K is kind of really like formal language, you can use any formal thing in this domain. So let me go to some big picture about what we, where we are and what we are going to do next. So we have the K beacon chain, is a formal model, which actually formalize the Python formal spec of the beacon chain. So we faithfully formalize the whatever the Python spec into our K formal language, and that we have the formal model. And as I said, the one of the benefits of using K language is that anything is modeled in the K language is executable, which means that it's not just modeling the paper, just you can actually execute and you run this model, so you can actually even test. So what you are doing, what we've done so far is we write down this model. We run the exactly same test, the conformance test suite. You run in the clients to make sure that you all agree on that. So we run the same test, and we make sure that all tests passed. So we were fairly high confident that our model actually faithfully captures whatever the spec and also implementation. So I will get to that, how what it looks like, the KA beacon chain model is, but right now we finished the KA beacon chain model, and the next thing we want to do is using that model to prove the safety and liveness proofs on that model. And once we've done these things, we really have a high confidence that your actual client implementation also satisfies these nice two properties, as long as you follow the whatever the spec. Is that any question at this point? Okay, awesome. So now I'm going to show you how this formal model looks like. We actually decided to have really the model that very similar to the spec to minimize the potential mistakes that made we write down this formal model. The reason that this is because this is important because if our formal model has some differences from whatever spec or implementations, even if you prove these things, they may not hold in actual implementation unless we verify again same thing over those implementation as the lighthouse talks, as I said, right? So we actually have very similar formal model that looks like almost one-to-one correspondence to the spec. So I will give you some example how it looks like. So here, the left-hand side, we have a Python spec, especially for the beacon chain state definition. So we have a beacon chain definition, the usual Python data structure. We have many things here. And the right-hand side is our K called K configuration, which is a mathematical object of the same exact beacon chain state. And we have really similar structure that we can even follow the each one-to-one line drawing that the slot, they have same Ethereum data, and so on and so forth. So make sure that they are very similar, and make sure that we are not missing any important thing. That's the one thing. Next thing is we have a bunch of the functions in the Python specs, right? So each function we have K called rules. So you can think about rule as a like function in Python. So in the function we have left hand side is called process apple. We have like called bunch of function in sequence. And then in the K model we have same thing. We this curly arrow means that it calls followed by this and followed by that. So you can see also very similar. The only difference is made is they have this state is explicitly mentioned is here, and no state mentioned that, mainly because that state actually is already global, which can be accessed, which is the next example. So for example, if your function access any state, like state.slot, in our K model, we can simply mention those slot, this called configuration. These guys, you just mention that. That means you just match that. So match the current state, and then you can just use that whatever match there in your like function body, something like this. Instead of state dot slot, you can just mention the state slot. Where is it? Yeah, there you go. And then if you have any if statement, like assert, which can be described as our requires clause. So it pretty much very similar. You can see this, right? So one thing is like formal model is not really like different thing or like things. You can even write it in K as long as you know how to write an interpreter or write in the Python code. So that's that. But there are some exceptions that we are not really similar in the case that we have Python least comprehension. So in this case, this we have this get matching target attestation, which simply filtering out whatever the target is not matched. And then Python using this list comprehension, which is really succinct and easy to read. But we decided to not using this list comprehension, similar syntax, because we think that it's it's better to explicitly specify what's going on here using the traditional iteration approach. So we have defining filter function, and filter function is simply iterate each the attestation list, and then if the target is matched, then it include, otherwise it filtering out. So this is kind of exception that the two models are a little bit different, but essentially they are same. So that is how this formal model looks like, and then we already have a good confidence that, these two are very similar, but we want to do more. So as I said, we run all the tests and make sure that all tests passed. But in addition to that, we also measure the test coverage, which means that how much part of formal model actually exercised by those tests. And you know what, actually we found that actually some tests are missed. For example, the same program, this one. So that is Python coverage tool report, where you have this list comprehension. And then this list comprehension can be, you have a full 100% state coverage if you have only one single test, because it's single line. Whatever your one test, it just executed and you just, you cover. But the thing is that this is a filtering function, so you need to have at least few tests, like whether it's filtering out some every element, or filtering out only some of the element, or nothing. So since we already specified that explicitly those iterations, we found that existing tests only test none of them is filtered out. Everything is just all targets matched. So we found that something is filtering out, case is not covered. So we wrote down additional test. So we found another similar missing test, and we proposed and write more test. And then I think that will be included in the next release. So yeah, we not only have a formal model, but also we help improving the test suite. So that's what we have so far. We have a formal model, which is very similar to the specification, Python specification. It passed all the tests, so we have a very high confidence that that captures whatever spec and implementation. And then our next goal, as I said, is to now prove the safety and liveness in that model. And then once we have that, we are very high confident that clients are secure, safe and live. Thank you.